Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. Appreciate your time as always. And we have been in Psalm 84. And we've been talking about what we're supposed to do while we're traveling through the valleys of life. And we obviously have here that our key verse is going through the valley of Baca. And verse 6 of Psalm 84, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. And we're going to be getting to that verse specifically, but here, going through a valley. And so what is it that we're supposed to do? The first thing we talked about was that we need to remember in verse 5 that God chose this route, and his heart are the ways of them. The second thing we need to always do is remember that it is for God's glory and for your good. Whatever God does only brings glory to him. And whatever God allows only is what's best for us. As here we are in a valley, going through the valley of Baca, which obviously that word means weeping. This is a trial of life. And yet there's some things we need to remember as we go through these trials. Third thing I want to talk to you about that we need to remember as we go through these valleys. Verse 5 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Then verse 6, it says, who passing through the valley of Baca, and notice verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. One of the things that you and I need to remember, thirdly, is not just that God chose this route, and not just that this is for God's glory and your good, but number three, you've got to rely on God's strength, not your own. We have a tendency in the valleys to panic a little bit, and we begin to try to fix, manipulate, change, trying to what we can to stop it, to change the circumstances and all these things. But he says in verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. So you and I are to rely on God's strength, not ours. Now, if you want to be blessed in your life, notice this first, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. If you want to be blessed, then stay dependent upon God. If you want to be blessed. If you want to be blessed, don't take matters into your own hands. If you want to be blessed, stay dependent upon God. The Bible says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's where God's strength is on full display, when we are at our weakest times. Proverbs 18, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, who makes thee his strength and strongly stays himself upon thee, who makes thy name his strong tower into which he runs for safety. I think of Psalm 40, happy is the man whose hope is in the Lord his God. You and I need to remember that we've got to depend on God's strength, not our own. That's really how God lays things out. The Christian walk is designed in a way to make us dependent upon him. The Christian life is made where we have to depend on him to do it. If we depend on ourselves, we fail. So I hope that today that you will continue to rely on God's strength, not your own, especially when you're going through a trial. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.